This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Historically black colleges and universities are seeing a surge in applications and enrollments since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year that race could not be used in college admissions decisions. At Johnson C. Smith University, officials say the number of first-year applications increased from just over 4,900 last year to about 7,500 this year. They accepted nearly 3,500 of those students compared to about 2,000 last year. North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro, the country's largest HBCU, received more than 42,000 enrollment applications this year, an increase of 12,000 from a year ago. Enrollment overall increased to more than 14,300 students, the largest in A&T's history. Whether that increase is attributed to the Supreme Court ruling, Todd Simmons, a vice chancellor at A&T, says,
"We've seen an additional surge in students since that ruling, but it's hard to know exactly what the impact of the affirmative action ban from the Supreme Court has been on North Carolina A&T because of the growth trend we continue to experience now starts back in 2013.
As HBCU enrollments increase, some colleges are challenged with providing housing. Simmons says A&T is building a 400-plus bed residence hall and over the past few years acquired 6 apartment buildings near campus to meet their increased housing needs. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn, WFAE News.